Hey there, brilliant jewelry designer. Welcome to the Jewelry Brand Makeover Bootcamp. My name is Tracy Matthews, co-founder of Flourish and Thrive Academy and laying the foundation along with Robin Kramer. I'm so excited that you're here and I can't wait to dive into today's training, all about three pillars that will build up your brand's brilliant foundation. So if you want to build a brand your dream clients love that attracts exposure, consistent sales, and serious buzz, then you must be crystal clear on each of these pillars. And today, that's what I'm here to help you do. But first, I want to address what's probably on your mind right now. Running a jewelry business can be hard and frustrating. Some days it can feel like a never-ending uphill battle. And of course, there are parts you love. That's why you're here, right? Maybe you adore pouring your creative talents into your jewelry and love the feeling of working with the stones and the metal. Or maybe you love getting your pieces into the hands of customers who are head over heels with what you create. Not just for the money factor, but because witnessing someone wearing and treasuring your jewelry just feels incredible. But sometimes you look around and wonder, why do some designers attract a loyal customer base so easily while others struggle to even sell one piece of jewelry? Why do I work like crazy to hit my revenue goal while my competitors fly off to luxury vacations in Greece or spend a ton of time with their friends and family? Why do other designers close new clients, celebrity endorsements, and magazines features effortlessly while I get no's everywhere I try to pitch? And why do some makers seem to hit it big overnight while I can't even get a blogger to respond to my Instagram message? I hear you because I've been there too. And in my 20 plus years in the industry as a designer and a business owner, I've asked myself those exact questions time and time again. In fact, it's the reason I created this training. So here's the deal. Selling more jewelry to dream clients and achieving your version of success on your own terms isn't luck, rocket science, or even talent, though we both know you have plenty of that. The real key? Clarity about who you are as a brand. So you don't just create stunning jewelry, you create consistent, compelling experiences people desire and want to be a part of. Because when a buyer desires what you're selling, they just don't want to make a purchase. They want to engage. They want to stick around, keep buying from you, and watch you evolve. They want to celebrate everything you create and share what you're doing with their friends. And ultimately, this cycle creates huge demand for your designs. Getting clarity like this has been essential in my business, and it's the reason why I've sold millions of dollars worth of my jewelry over the years and continue to have a multiple six-figure business working on it part-time. And this is exactly why Dog-Eared Jewels and Gifts skyrocketed to success when my co-founder Robin was their director of sales. So you might be wondering, how does building that desire start? Well, it starts with you, because when you're crystal clear on who you are as a brand and a designer, you can find and attract more dream customers and accounts. Your jewelry can find its way into or onto the hands, ears, and necks of your biggest fans. You can begin to really stand out online, at trunk shows, and in magazines, and even up your chances of getting your pieces shared by Instagram celebs just because. See, success in the jewelry business isn't about landing the big fish, it's about finding the right fish. So are you ready to craft your own crave-worthy brand? Then it's time to jump into today's lesson, getting clear on your three pillars that support your brand's brilliant foundation. And they all start with W. Pillar number one, who you design for. Knowing your who, also known as your dream client, can help you find a focus for your branding and really connect with your perfect buyer. A lot of designers and makers make the mistake of trying to keep their net as wide as possible by designing for everyone. They attend every trade show and craft fair that they can, regardless of who the attendees are. This is why so many amazing makers like you wonder, why do I get so many compliments on my jewelry, but I have so few buyers? Being clear on who you're designing for and honing in your focus to fit that market will make all the difference. It means you'll know exactly who's going to connect with your jewelry and where you're most likely to find them. Here's what it does. It exponentially increases your chances of making more sales and turning those buyers into raving fans who spread the word about your work. These dream clients are people who get what you're doing, love what you design, and because of that, they can sense what you create is just for them, and it makes them customers for life. Clarity around your who can also offer you some peace of mind if you don't get into your dream stores, because it's highly likely that they just weren't a fit for you in the first place. Once you get clear on your who, it's time to turn your attention to what. Pillar number two, what you want to say with your jewelry. Uncovering your what is the crux of turning yourself into an infinitely buyable, shareable brand for your perfect people because it ensures you have a clear vision and a developed signature style. Your what is the jewelry you design, but where most designers and makers go off the rails is that they design anything they want without creating a clear idea of their signature style. Knowing your what and specifically being really focused and intentional about everything you create will save you a ton of time, money, and energy. That clarity means you stop wasting cash on trendy ideas that don't work for your brand, consultants who aren't a good fit, or trying to get into a big name store because you feel like you have to. I'll tell you a story about this in just a minute, but for now, let's move on to pillar three. Why you started your business so you can set yourself up for the success that you've been craving. Clarity around your why will help you create a brand that your dream clients resonate and engage with because they understand your reason for creating it. Your why is the deeper underlying reason you started your business, both for yourself and your customers, but it can shift as you grow, change, and learn. Like your original why for your business might have been something simple, like you are a talented maker and you love working with your hands, but the why then deepened into why you create for your customers. It's a very subtle nuance, but a very important one. For example, I originally started designing and making jewelry because I loved it. My teacher encouraged me, and a few of my friends commissioned me for pieces of jewelry. Then the more I created, the more I realized I wanted to get my art out into the world and have the flexibility to earn a living working my dream job. As my brand evolved, my why deepened. My why also became more closely tied with my customers. After my mother passed away, her jewelry became a way for me to stay close to her every day. I wanted to do the same for my clients, so my why evolved into a passion to create heirlooms and treasures that are reminders of their story and a token of major moments in their lives. You probably weren't thinking about any of this at the time, but you actually already started forming your why when you set your intentions for this training in the workbook. So look back now and see what you wrote. How do those intentions connect with your reasons for designing jewelry in the first place? Or do they? Examining those connections is the first step in setting fulfilling goals for both your life and your business. These three pillars trickle into every aspect of your communication, from your brand story to your collection development to marketing and sales. They'll also keep you from wasting your time on marketing efforts like pitching stores and customers that aren't a fit, and inform just about everything you do to attract sales online and in person. Being clear on these three pillars is the trait that all super successful designers share because it creates consistency, confidence, especially when it comes to price point, and helps you attract your ideal buyers. Make no mistake, your dream buyers and accounts are out there, but it's up to you to know who they are, what your signature style is, and the reason why you're selling jewelry in the first place. How do I know? Because I live that chaos to clarity story myself. Here's what happened. I started designing jewelry at university and started my business in my early 20s. And like most 20-something entrepreneurs, I didn't have a clear plan. When I started my first wholesale business, Tracy Matthews Designs, I knew I wanted to design jewelry, sell it to stores and individuals, and be a brand that everyone was wearing. That was it. As you can imagine, for every bit of success I saw, I made roughly 1,000 mistakes. I got caught in bright, shiny object syndrome and overpurchased materials and inventory that I never used. I pitched stores and magazines who weren't a good fit for my brand. I took advice from the wrong people. I priced myself completely incorrectly and worked like a dog for way too little. I also thought trying to sell to everyone was a good idea. After all, a bigger base means more sales, right? At the time, I was selling to about 350 stores, but my biggest dream was to sell my jewelry at Barney's. It was one of my all-time favorite stores. Had the name, credibility, and oh-so-luxe and timeless brands that I was obsessed with. Barney's seemed to be the it store that would elevate my brand like crazy, and I felt confident that they picked me up. So I knocked on their door, and I knocked again, and I kept knocking for years, and guess what? I got nothing. But while Barney's didn't want me, I was still growing. A little too fast, actually. And in 2006, I decided to take a big risk. I moved to New York City, moved 4 of my employees, did 15 trade shows, started a men's line, and even nabbed a placement on QVC. QVC! I was sure this was it, and that my brand was gonna take off, so take that, Barney's. So I stepped on camera at 3 in the morning and had very few sales. I was crushed. And in the 2008 recession, things fell apart completely. and I couldn't figure out what had gone wrong. I'd worked so hard. I tried everything I was told to try, and I was desperate, angry, and frustrated, wondering why this wasn't working for me. And then slowly, it began to dawn on me. I'd set my business up the wrong way. What was missing? I was so caught in the middle of it that it was really hard to see anything clearly. But what I did know is that I started with an idea of who I was selling to, the direction for my signature style, and why I was doing this, but it had all gotten lost. I'd spread myself too thin by designing so many collections for different people, and ultimately, I was trying to sell those collections to the wrong stores. Of course, I had great accounts like Twist, a boutique in Portland, Oregon, and the Sundance catalog. And in fact, I sold my collection in over 350 stores, but the problem was bigger than that. My focus was scattered because I wanted desperately to be in Barney's and to test the mass markets in QVC. Then I lost focus about why I was doing this anyway, and that was scary. I knew I'd started with some clarity, but my vision had gotten lost along the way. So, sure, you can have success without getting super clear, but at the end of the day, it's not sustainable. It's easy to lose focus if you aren't adamant and consistently crystal clear on evaluating your business decision through the lens of who, what, and why. I finally realized it's not enough just to have revenue goals. I'd already come close to $1 million in sales that year, but something was missing. I felt empty because I had lost my way. I had to go back to the beginning, the very beginning, to the core and the platform of my brand. I needed to revisit my three pillars, my who, what, and why. But before I realized this, I was so hell-bent on growing, I hadn't stopped to think about those things clearly. I wanted big names like Barney's and QVC for that exact reason, because they were big names, not because the people who were buying my jewelry were shopping there at the time. I was going after the fast buck instead of a strategic goal of doing things the right way. I needed to stop selling to everyone and start focusing on my dream clients. After all, it's way more useful to have 5 raving fans who'll buy everything you make and tell all their friends than 5,000 leads to your website that go nowhere. So I stopped to think about the women I was designing for. My who is. Women who love personal collectible jewelry that makes them feel inspired, unique, and beautiful. They consider themselves eclectic and those with a personal fashion sense of their own. They love to layer their pieces and tend to wear my jewelry with their other favorite pieces in their jewelry box. That's the reason why Twist became one of my main bread and butter accounts. Their women are my dream clients. Customers who love unique pieces and thrive on collecting an eclectic assortment of jewelry. Just my type of client. Sorry, Barney's, it just wasn't meant to be. Next, I needed to re-examine my what around my designs. I knew if I could get crystal clear on that, I could stop dropping so much cash on gemstones and metal that didn't actually flow with the rest of my pieces and just ended up gathering dust in my studio. I could break free from eyeballing other designers' work and focus on creating my own stuff. It would also be a way for anyone familiar with my work to spot one of my designs and say, "Yep, that's Tracy." I stopped. I reviewed my collection and I pinned down my what. My what is delicate personal pieces with an eclectic edge, inspired by nature, vintage glamour, and luxurious textures and colors for original women who adore standing out from the crowd. Then came my why, my ultimate goal. I had to figure out what the heck I was running a business for anyway. Sure, I could hit a revenue goals. Sure, I could say I want to take vacation to India this year and make that happen, but I knew that I had to go deeper. What did I want to create long term? And then I realized my why is to create jewelry that has meaning for my customers and becomes a part of their personal story, either as a moment of celebration or a moment of remembrance in their lives. It also creates more freedom in my own life. So I had to figure out how to build a business the right way, in a way that was actually sustainable so I wasn't constantly working around the clock. And when I started rethinking my business from the who, what, and why, everything changed completely. I started attracting consistent buyers to my wholesale business and eventually my custom jewelry business too. Every collection felt cohesive and told a story because I began every design with my perfect woman in mind. I set up streamlined systems within my business and made better hiring decisions and began to build up slowly but sustainably. Since then, I've hit multiple 6 figures a year every year. I attribute a lot of this success to one simple fact. The clearer I am about my brand and business, the more desire my brand creates. People didn't just want to get their hands on my pieces, they wanted to work with me. They wanted to be a part of the story of my company. And the same can happen for you, whatever your version of success looks like. So maybe for you, success means being able to send your kids to a great private school, or making enough money on the side to be able to travel more, or being a full-time jewelry designer who no longer struggles to pay the bills and can spend more time with the people she loves. It's all possible, but in order to make it happen, you have to be completely clear. So for today's exercise, I want you to figure out your brand's three pillars in a concise way and string your responses into one simple sentence, also known as a cocktail line. Make sure you download your worksheet and fill it out after you finish this video. This cocktail line is the ultimate answer to who you are, what you do, and why you do it. So the next time a shop owner, buyer, or collaborator asks for your details, you know exactly what to say. But most importantly, you'll have this key philosophy in mind going forward. And as you work through this training to build a desirable brand, you'll take your business to the next level. For example, my cocktail line is I design delicate, collectible pieces with an eclectic edge for stylish women who treasure memorable, original designs over a little blue box. You'll notice I shortened some of my who, what, and why to fit the short format, and you can too. Just keep the most important pieces in there. But you might doubt yourself. Maybe you're brand new and feel like you're never gonna get your business off the ground, or maybe your jewelry is a side gig that you'd love to make full time, but it feels more like an expensive hobby. Or maybe you've been in business full time for years, but feel like you've hit a plateau with your earnings and publicity and can't quite seem to figure out how to take it to the next level. Look, I've been there too, so I know how it feels to be discouraged or skeptical, even overwhelmed and just overall down on myself. I know how it feels to be told your business is just a fun little hobby. That's really annoying. The good news is the hard part's over. You've already reached out for the one key thing you need, help. So stay with me. You've already heard my story, but I want to share the story of some students of mine who've turned their big, scary challenges into massive success. They've overcome obstacles like illness, being 5 months away from quitting and grappling with a total lack of time and resources, and built thriving, sustainable businesses that they love. So make sure you join us because their stories are gonna blow you away. And they might just shed a little light on where you're struggling now too. I can't wait to show you. So let's get started. I want you to go now to start writing those three pillars. Share your answers in the Jewelry Brand Makeover Bootcamp Facebook group because we're not only here to support you, but we'll be giving away some really amazing prizes to those who play Fallout. So make sure you support your friends in the group too. All right, you guys, happy branding, and I'll see you in the next training.